All right, we're recording. My name is Damon Nicholas. I'm here with Joseph Spataro. The date is 9:30 of 2020, September 30th. The time is 5:18 p.m. We are talking over Discord currently. I'm located in Cincinnati, and he's at some school in Florida. What town again?
Daytona Beach.
Daytona Beach, okay. So I just wanted to briefly, well, I'm forced to do this, but I want to briefly review the informed consent and deed of gift document that you've signed. This is an interview for the COVID-19 Oral History Project, which is associated with the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive. The COVID-19 Oral History Project is a rapid response oral history focused on archiving the lived experience of the COVID-19 pandemic. We have designed this project so that professional researchers and the broader public can create and upload their oral histories to an open access and open source database. The study will help us collect narratives and understandings about COVID-19, as well as help us better understand the impacts of the pandemic over time. These recordings, demographic information, and the verbatim transcripts will be deposited in the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the Indiana University Library System for the use of researchers and general public. Do you have any questions about the project that I could answer?
No.
Okay. Taking part in the study is voluntary. You may choose not to take part, or you may leave the study at any time. Leaving the study will not result in any penalty or loss of benefits to which you are entitled. Your decision whether or not to participate in the study will not affect your current or future relations with Indiana University, IUPUI, or the IUPUI Arts and Humanities Institute, or the University of Cincinnati, through which we are running this project. By participating in this project, this means that your interviews will be recorded in digital video and or audio format and may be transcribed. The recordings and possible transcriptions of my interviews, any copies of any supplementary documents or additional photos that you wish to share, and the informed consent and deed of gift may deposit in the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive in the Indiana University Library System, and will be available to both researchers and the general public. Your name and means of identification will not be confidential. Do you have any questions regarding this?
No.
Okay. In addition to your signed document, would you please offer a verbal confirmation that you understand and agree to these terms?
Yes.
I understand. Okay. I'm also asking that you will verbally confirm that you have agreed that your interview will be made available under the following license. Being the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International and the COVID-19 Oral History Project, the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive, and the trustees of Indiana University, acting through its agents, employees, or representatives, has an unlimited right to reproduce, use, exhibit, display, perform, broadcast, create derivative works from, and distribute the oral history materials in any manner or media that is now existing or hereafter developed in perpetuity throughout the world. I agree that this oral history materials may be used by the Voices from the Waterways and IU, including its assigns and transferees, for any purpose, including but not limited to marketing, advertising, publicity, or other promotional purposes. I agree that IU will have final editorial authority over the use of the oral history materials, and I waive any right to inspect or improve of any future use of the oral history materials. Okay. Moreover, I agree that the public has the right to use the materials under the terms of fair use. U.S. Copyright Law, Section 107 of the United States Copyright Act.
Done.
Okay. Finally, I want to ask you for a verbal confirmation that you have agreed your interviewee will be made available to the public immediately.
Yes.
So you agree that you're okay with this being made to the public immediately?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm going to probably cut any of the middle part out just for the sake of continuity, but that was a lot.
That was a lot.
Okay. I'm not even going to bother like typing these. I'm just going to hope the transcription works, because if so, it's probably just going to pick up my keyboard typing as well. So I'm just going to start off asking the questions and then respond to them how you like, and then when you're done, I'll answer the next one. All right. Okay. Okay, background questions. I don't need to ask your date and time. So first thing is, could you just say your full name and what are the primary activities that you would normally do on a day-to-day basis?
I'm Joseph Spatero. Is that pre-COVID or now?
I'm gonna ask for pre-COVID.
Okay. well, normally I'd be going to all my classes on campus as opposed to the hybrid online thing that we have going on now. I'd be spending a lot of time at the climbing gym, just going out to dinner with friends or like grocery shopping and whatever events the school has going on, just sort of like socializing with kids in class, I guess.
Okay. So were you here? Wait, I may actually just cut this entire thing out. So it is asking for background questions, but okay, yeah, it's whatever. All right, so where do you live right now, and what is it like to live there?
I'm in Daytona Beach, Florida. It's kind of interesting because a lot of people here don't care. So I think the limitations on like going out aren't as bad as they are in other parts of the country. So it's still pretty open and I don't know.
When you first learned about COVID, were you in that same location?
Yeah.
Okay. And what were your like initial thoughts about it back then versus now, would you say?
Well, I guess I used to think it wasn't going to be a big problem because it still wasn't really in the States or like that was sort of back when it was like first in Washington and that was it was like sort of just there and I was like, it's fine. It'll just stay in Washington. That's their problem. But now it's a global thing and it's definitely not just Washington's problem.
So regarding issues for like COVID-19, what concerns you the most? Like, would you consider like, I'll just throw some examples out, like the like long or short term health issues, like economic tolls it's taken, like social tolls, for an example.
Could I say like the immediate health
Yeah.
issues? Definitely just that. Just like, well, first off, getting it, but also just like being stuck at home, not exercising or having fun.
Okay.
Mental stuff too.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are dealing with the same things in that
Yeah.
regard. So regarding employment, did you have a job in COVID-19?
No, I did not.
Okay. Has COVID-19 affected the employment of anyone you know?
No.
Not even your parents?
No.
Okay. Do you have any concerns about the effect of COVID on the economy? In like a more broad sense?
Yeah, just I mean like currently obviously everything's like pretty down, but I think things are starting to go back up and I mean I think as soon as there's a vaccine it's like everything's gonna be fine. It's just sort of like a temporary
Strain.
lull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Regarding your family and household, how's COVID affected your family's day-to-day activities? And I feel like this is probably more applicable when you like live with them. So if you could
Yeah,
just
like
give it
over the
from,
summer.
yeah, if you could give it from that perspective, that'd be good.
Yeah. well, I guess that, like once it started to ramp up, my dad started working from home. He actually worked at the hospital at the time, so he still had to like work. And he still does work from home most days. And then my mom was or still is a dental hygienist, and I think they closed down for a little bit when it first started. But now they've already opened back up and she still goes to work every day now. So it's was a little bit weird, but other than that, everything was pretty normal.
Okay, so you didn't really feel like the pandemic's really affected how you like associate or talk to your friends and family, really?
No.
Okay. So what do you feel like have been some of the biggest challenges you've had to face during the COVID outbreak?
Definitely the social aspect of it. Just not being able to go out very easily or like
Is it
hang out with people.
is it more so like just more of a sense of like being alone, to put it short? Okay. So you've been able to do any things with recreation, like recreationally with your family or friend groups during COVID?
Like I've gone outside a couple times.
Yeah.
Like to go on hikes and like I rode my bike a couple times when I was still back home just to like get out. But it's definitely changed it.
Well, obviously, like I kind of already know you,
Yeah.
for to what extent that Discord friends can know each other, but you always, you obviously you were like more always an outdoorsy guy. Would you say you've maybe gone out less as a result of COVID?
Probably a little bit less, just because everything, like, I don't know, people just kind of stopped doing stuff.
Yeah.
So definitely less. I've been kind of just like stuck inside playing games most days.
Get him out of Overwatch.
When I'd rather be like at the climbing gym or like doing trips with the climbing club or I don't know, being
Okay.
on campus with people.
So regarding your school specifically, I think it's kind of interesting that you do go to a school in Florida because Florida's like the Florida of America. So regarding these community questions, it'd be cool if you could try and answer them just from like perspective of a college student in Florida. So regarding the community, not only like the school itself, but like the area around the school, how has it been affected by COVID?
Definitely less than other places, because I mean, we still have like almost all our classes are still in person, at least somewhat. Like all of my classes are like I show up once a week, and then the rest is like online. So you still like go to class and see all the same people like in class. It's just you have to wear the masks on campus, and that's like pretty much it.
Do you feel like people are pretty receptive to wearing masks? Because obviously you see stuff online about people freaking
Yeah,
out, but
so at my school, yes, most of the kids are smart enough to wear the mask, but like outside and around town and stuff, you definitely get a lot of people like, with it just around their neck or like not even covering their
yeah,
nose
like
or
chin
just like,
strapping it or one of the variations.
stuff like that. Like you can tell the like community outside the school is definitely not so into it, doesn't really care a whole lot.
Well, the follow-up question to that was like how people are responding to it, but would you say like it's pretty pocketed in terms of like mask usage to your college, you'd say?
Well, there's actually a county order that you have to wear a mask if you're indoors. So you kind of do like see people at stores mostly wearing them, and I think it's got a lot to do with that like order. But every now and then,
Someone's gonna not.
yeah, somebody will not. But yeah.
Have you noticed anyone around you, like changing their. This is a really broad question, so I'm just gonna ask like one part of it. Have you seen anyone around you like change their opinions related to the pandemic as it's progressed?
As in like what they think about it,
Yeah.
like severity wise.
Or even like just the information behind it.
I think most people are like me, where at first like they weren't worried, and now it's kind of to the point where it is, and now it's like, oh wait, it's kind of real. And then also like I've seen some people kind of like back off from it though as well, like, oh, this is kind of crazy, this is a lot, and then they start to like look at some of the numbers about fatalities and are like almost less worried just because it's all like, it's mostly old people and they're like college kids, so they're like they kind of
Yeah, it's
are
definitely
less worried about it now.
a big thing happening here. So two ideas being self-isolation and flattening the curve, both of those in quotations, have emerged during the pandemic. How have you or your family or friends responded to the ideas of self-isolating and flattening the curve?
I don't know, I guess probably as you're supposed to. I mean, we don't really go out when we don't have to, just like to go to the grocery store. We always get food to go if we're like getting it from a restaurant. We'll never like eat in anywhere, mm-hmm. and we've worn our masks everywhere.
So there wasn't like really any negativity in your like social sphere of those ideas.
No, my my family was definitely like just all right. Like this is what we have to do now.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I know like some kids at school that are super. Like there's this one kid in the climbing club that's like, yeah, COVID is a social construct. It's a bunch of BS. He like never wears his mask.
So he definitely but... has it.
Yeah, it's a little sus.
Okay. So I guess this would be a good follow-up question. Like did you ever really talk to that guy at all, like pre-pandemic, would you say?
He's actually a new student this year, so no.
Okay. Because I was going to say, the follow-up question was, how has COVID changed your relationships with, like, people around you?
Oh, yeah, not a ton, I guess, because most things, like, over summer, I don't have, like, a ton of friends back home, so I mostly just kind of, like, it'll be people on Discord, and then, like, my family, who... they still just continued working most days, so it kind of was just the same. And nothing really went like worse, but it definitely wasn't like it didn't improve any relationships either.
Okay.
Or anything like that.
Yeah. So regarding your health, have you or anybody you know gotten sick during the COVID-19 outbreak?
No, not anybody that I know.
Okay. Or me. Okay. And in what ways do you think COVID-19 is affecting people's mental and or physical health?
Oh, a lot for sure. It's just like not being able to go out and just be with people like all the time very easily as well. Like I know some people have their small friend groups where like the four or five of them like will hang out and they'll just like leave it at that to try to not like spread it everywhere. That's kind of like what I'm doing, like hang out with like two people every now and then and that's pretty much it. But that's definitely been like rough. It's just sort of not
mentally?
Like, yeah, mentally, just not like socializing with people or talking with people or doing like literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then same thing with like physical. I know a bunch of people like that go to the gym all the time and then the gyms have been closed in certain areas like for forever.
Yeah. They don't have access just kinda, to the equipment.
Yeah. Like if you don't have the stuff in your house, it can be kind of hard to get anything done, especially depending on where you live, like just going for like a hike or things like that. Like if you're in a city or something, it's not a very like doable thing to just go outside and get some exercise in and stuff like that. So I think it's definitely made people not lazier, but just you just can't.
Lack of access for me is definitely why I don't work out.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, regarding like your news intake, what's been your primary source of news during the pandemic?
I mean, I guess I can just say the internet in general. I don't have like a specific like news channel that I get everything from. I try to just like
use like Reddit, or something like
very,
that.
Yeah, Reddit. I get a lot of stuff from Reddit, like the Google, Google News, I guess, kind of when you tap on the little Google search bar and like you go to the more news or whatever, it'll just pop up with a bunch of stuff. So I kind of get some info that way. And yeah,
so you wouldn't really
try
say
to vary it.
Okay. You wouldn't really say your news sources have changed during the course of the pandemic, would you?
No, I've always kind of used the same stuff.
Okay. With all of the media attention from COVID-19, do you think there's important issues that the media is covering or perhaps not covering because of all the attention?
I think there's maybe some international stuff going on that's been less talked about. Like I know all the the people in China, the Uyghurs or whatever.
Oh, the
I don't
Uyghurs.
Know how you pronounce it.
Yeah,
the
Muslim population.
Yeah, there's something going on. It's all the stuff that I get on social media because I literally don't hear about it anywhere else. And then like on Instagram, it'll be like, you know, somebody's got some post about, you know, Yemen, how they're having some sort of crisis. And,
yeah,
like,
I know Armenia is like in a war with Turkey right now almost.
Yeah. And I think it's just like because everything is kind of just so crappy here, nobody has like the time of day to think about like anywhere else, I guess, because it's already like, oh, I guess a ton of people are unemployed and everything's like kind of crap, and nobody wants to think about, you know, other places. But
okay, that's a good answer. So regarding our government, this is going to be a fun one.
Boy.
How have municipal leaders and government officials in your community responded to the outbreak? So do you know anything specific to Daytona or Florida?
Yeah, so, well, like I said, there's the mandated mask thing when you're indoors here in Daytona. That's not even a state thing, though. That's just like in the county of Volusia where I am.
Mm-hmm.
But like, as far as I know, they're not super like pushing it at like a state government level. Like a lot of, I think it's like mostly it's just a bunch of stores doing it themselves. Like if the company cares, then they'll like actually enforce it. And if they don't, it's kind of like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say they haven't done a whole lot. Like, I don't know. I see pictures of like Miami Beach still being packed and stuff like that. Like, recently. Well, and they,
so do you mean haven't done a whole lot in response to the enforcement or just in response to like
it, both in and like this mask mandate like took a little while to come, and then the enforcement of it is also like, I'm pretty sure you could be fined however much money, but it's not like there's police officers in every store. Like I've never seen anybody like actually care about it. I mean, I'm sure stores have the right to like kick people out, but they don't care either that much.
Yeah, there's a bar like a few streets over from my house that is on a busy street. A bunch of cops always drive by, and like everyone's just outside ripping heaters, like you know, not wearing masks. Do you have any additional thoughts on how any leader from like a local to a federal level are responding to the crisis, or even like if they may be doing it differently from someone else?
I think everybody's kind of been pretty bad at it, but obviously like some states have taken things like ramped it way up, a lot of the bigger states, because they kind of have to, like places like New York and California, like there's just so many people. If you'd like, I mean, I guess Florida is a big state too, but those states, like definitely if Florida could sort of take like meet them halfway their like enforcement and their rules and stuff, that would be pretty good. But like in New Hampshire, because it's such a small state, it's like pretty chill, and there's like single digit days of like positivity rates and stuff like that. So I think it's kind of not like they don't have to go that extreme, because it's not really like
as
widespread.
Yeah, I definitely think population density has something to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so regarding the future, so time period's past now, do you think that the COVID experience will transform how you think about your circles or community as a whole?
I guess it'll make me appreciate them like a little bit more, being able to actually see them and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I've always lived a weird life.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of your weird life, compared to other big events that have happened in your lifetime, how does this pandemic compare?
It's definitely like the most, like of all the events that have happened, it's probably the thing that's impacted me the most directly. 'Cause like, I don't know, a lot of things have just been like, all right, whatever. I mean, I've moved a bunch, so I'm kind of used to like not having friends, but you always like, I was able to meet new people pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I guess what's nice about this is I'm not like losing any friends. It's just like, I can't see them for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I guess it's probably like the worst thing though.
Yeah, honestly, the only thing like event-wise I could really like relate to the scale is like 9/11, but
yeah,
I was like super young when that happened. I just remember my parents not letting me go into our TV room.
Oh yeah, I was on vacation in Hawaii when that
Oh,
happened. But
really?
I was like one or two, so I
Yeah.
obviously don't remember it. But yeah.
Yeah, I was like three, so very tail end of that. So what do you imagine your life being like a year from now?
Back to normal.
Back to normal.
Honestly, yeah. Just like everything normal. No more masks, no more like distancing or
COVID.
limiting groups or anything.
Yeah. So that's basically what you're hoping for, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So with knowing what you know now regarding COVID and these sorts of diseases, what do you think that people, communities, or governments need to keep in mind for in the future?
Just having a better like response ready, like a having some sort of like pandemic team or some like some general response that they can apply to any sort of like health issue that goes across the country or around the world, stuff like that. Just be pre better prepared.
All right, cool. Well, that concludes all my interview questions, so.
Okay, I hope those were like sort of good answers, but I'm
Yeah.
a pretty boring person, so I find like I don't know, like I can't help it that I don't know anybody that's died from COVID. I mean, I'm glad that I don't, but a
That's
lot of
okay.
those like nothing's like super changed in my life
The
in
whole
terms of like
point.
jobs and stuff,
Yeah, you're
so.
okay. The whole point in like just these interview questions is to get like as many people's perspectives on the idea as we can, so
Yeah.
this is the perspective of gamer. What's wrong with that?